explanations. You leave me breathless. No frustrations. I hold my ears shut. I am a bourgeois dream.
Hello and welcome to Beer Night in San Diego. My name is Cody. Joining us at what Noah called the rectangle table, Mike is here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's true.
Was it rectangular or was it rectangle? I don't know. Both don't know. Works.
And speaking of Mr. Grammar Corrector over here, Noah's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he's back.
Are people excited or are people groaning right now?
I think people are excited.
Probably groaning.
People are excited.
We'll check the ratings after the episode. And
right.
We'll go back.
We haven't looked at the reviews in a while because we wanted more reviews to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of nervous now, Cody.
We did actually get, I did look last, no, 2 weeks ago, I think, and we did get another one, maybe two, 5-star reviews. So
wow.
We actually did. So people are continuing to like the show. That's
people
a good sign.
People are piling on in a good way.
Exactly. Thank goodness Mike's mom started listening.
Bingo.
I mean, we were struggling.
That's right. We need those reviews. We need those mom reviews.
I taught her how iTunes works, mm-hmm. and now she can listen.
And I haven't said it yet, but Noah's clearly back. I haven't said that yet, but Noah is back.
I mean...
Oh, I did say it. I'm an idiot.
This is Noah's Aloha episode.
That's right. That's right.
I'm still, floating.
This isn't Beer Night in San Diego. This is Aloha Night in San Diego, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Before we get started, let me read our Twitter and Instagram so you can follow all of us and see what we're all up to.
Yeah, tell us.
Tom unfortunately couldn't be here because pulling back the curtain, we're recording this 10 minutes after we recorded the last episode. So
no,
if he wasn't here that night, he's not here tonight either.
This time travel stuff blows my mind.
It's crazy. Wait. The space-time continuum is crumbling around us.
So this is Hawaii time or no? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. We're 3 hours behind now.
Okay. This is made-up time.
Okay. We're on island
time.
Now
I'm just making sure.
We're on island time. But you can follow Tom at Hoptology, at Tomcast Podcast, and Amanda _ Vision, Mike at Pine Hoppiness, the A Pine Hoppiness, Noah at Stop Hop and Roll on Instagram and Twitter, or should it be at Hula, Stop Hula and Roll? On Instagram and Twitter.
Get your coconut shells out of here.
And you can follow me at Beer9SD on Twitter and Beer9Sandy on Instagram. And tonight we are jumping in a jet plane. We're cruising over the Pacific Ocean to the old Hawaiian Islands, baby, for a little extra innings Hawaiian style.
Good old PJ to the good old MA.
That's right. We got the nice music playing.
From Maui? I don't know. Is that MA? Maui? I don't know.
We got the Hawaiian music playing. We're all wearing the puka shells.
Ukulele.
We got the ukulele. We can strumming. Hear the waves crashing in the background.
Yeah. It's welcoming.
So Noah was out in Hawaii, and he brought back some beers for this special Hawaiian-style extra innings. So what do we have here to drink, Noah? What are we starting off with?
First one is from probably the most local brewery in Maui, and it's a Kohala Brewery. And Kohala is actually in the old location of Maui Brew Co., which is now taken over as far as what's going on, as far as distribution, relationships. Obviously, we love Maui Brew Co., but mm-hmm. if we're talking about local craft, Kohala probably is the one that speaks to us the most.
You're saying like a smaller operation.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're there and you know that, you know, the brewer has been working for a while and it's just that one guy in the back, or maybe it's a gal in the back or whatever it may be, but it's different than like a bigger operation like Maui Brew Co. might be.
Yeah,
still independent, of course, but no AC, I guess is the main way to put it, right?
Ooh.
Because
humidity. Got that humidity
because
rolling
I will say
in
this,
from all directions.
Having the pint or a couple at the bar, yes, the big ass fans are great at a Kohala Brewery, but there's no AC, so be wary of some breeze that's coming in.
That's okay. When you're on island time.
Yeah, I mean you're already in your chanclas.
That's right.
You hopefully have shorts on,
of course.
And if we're being honest, you probably should be in a tank top.
Or a nice little breathable button-up,
yeah,
maybe.
So you're ready to go.
I like the breathable button-ups when I'm in Hawaii.
Totally. I mean, if there's 6 buttons on a Hawaiian t-shirt, guess what? Cody's got 2.
I was going to say.
That's right, the bottom 2.
I was going to say every other.
I was going to say Cody's got the first one and the last one.
And the rest is just wide open belly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's ready for the pig roast?
He goes, open up.
Hello, Shave Ice.
Shave Ice.
I hear you rumbling around in there.
For me, Kohala has always been super, super close, super, super awesome. And we are actually having a beer from them right now, and it's called their Baby Beach, their Blondale, 5.8%. To me, super approachable, easy drinking, no crazy hot bitterness on it. It's like it's not boozy or anything like that. It's soft. Mm-hmm. It's drinkable.
Soft, unfiltered.
And, yeah, what do you guys think?
I love this beer. I'm going to be honest straight out, right off the bat. It's got a nice blonde. I like a good blonde ale.
Yeah.
And especially on Hawaiian time on the islands when it's
Baby Beach.
You got a little humidity. You're out in the sun. The blonde ale is perfect for that.
Yeah.
And this one's complex enough to be great for pretty much any drinker, I think.
Yeah.
You get some malt presence on there. Like Mike said, maybe a little unfiltered on there. But it also has a lot of big flavor on there. It's not lacking in any way. It's not too light.
Yeah.
It's not boring in any way. There's some malt sweetness in there. I think this is outstanding.
I mean, I know a blonde is related to a pale ale and that whole family arrangement of the ale side of the beer family, but this one seems like if you told me, check out this pale,
you'd believe it.
Yeah. This is not like watered. Blonde ales to me suffer like a bad like image in craft beer because they're viewed as like watery and no flavor, or you know what I'm saying?
Just
like all the knocks on it.
Mm-hmm.
This does not.
I think the way Noah typically puts it, this is a blonde with a little chutzpah behind it.
Exactly.
It's got some grit to it. There's more to it than a typical blonde ale. And on the last episode I had said, you know, beer's for me being return visit or not, this is a return visit. I think if I was there, I would absolutely get a couple of these fresh poured and enjoy them when it's a warm day.
If they have this offered in cans around the area where he was staying, I would not be sad about drinking at least one of these every day on this vacation.
Oh, absolutely. I'm with you 1,000%.
As a matter of fact, I'm already envisioning myself sitting there at the beach.
Ooh.
He's getting lost.
Yeah, what shorts do you have on?
Speedo.
No.
Lime green.
I mean, I believe
it. I was waiting for you to chime in with that.
Were you?
No.
We would never say something like that.
No, I would not. That's the first time in the history of the show that I've been rude.
Ever.
No, this is really good.
Yeah. For a blonde ale, which I know, like Mike said, they get bad raps in the craft beer world.
They totally do. Yeah.
And I don't agree with it. I don't agree with that bad rap. I'm okay with a good blonde ale, quality blonde ale. Like you said, Mike, I don't like the watered down sort of semi-flavor ones. This one's got a lot of flavor. There's some complexity in this, and there's some actual body to this. This is like a real, like, full-bodied, full-flavored blonde ale with a lot of character to it, and I really enjoy it. This is one that I would be like, oh my gosh, this is really good if I was there.
Yeah.
This is a great beer. I really like this a lot. And a blonde ale, you can't hide behind any sort of flaws or any horsing around. So this, to me, tells me that they produce quality beer, and I would be happy to try other beers from them because of that.
Now, did you see them on tap handles during your vacation?
I did.
Okay.
And
was it this beer? Like, is
their
tent pole?
It's usually more IPA focused.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
They do an amber. That's their Red Sand amber. That's also very.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, very good. And also, that's like normal for them. They have a Pilsner as well.
Oh.
But these guys, I mean, they have a. They already have like this like name for themselves, and they've got a great branding behind them, and a lot of people locally know them. But I think what's like kind of hard and what they're like working towards is, you know, Maui Brewco and Garrett and, you know, that team, it's so big, right?
Yeah.
There's a sales team. Stone Distribution, like, helps out, obviously, in putting their beer around. And,
sure,
you know, what we might even dip into later, like, they go into different spirits and not just beer. So it's like they're doing seltzers and, like, it's a whole nother thing. But, like, being in this tap room, seeing the crowlers being filled, seeing the people coming in and grabbing merchandise and silly pints. So they're silicone, like, pint glasses, like, and people getting, you know, beers. It's like, it made me so stoked. So I was really happy to be there. I know that Kohala is going to be there for a while because the ownership is there to stay. Like, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I hope that we can obviously shed some light on them. And if they're, you know, having any distribution, you know, questions, or maybe there's people that want to go check out, you know, Maui beer companies, they can go to Kohala. So
nice.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's just like, yeah, it's cool. It's a small operation.
No, I was just curious, like,
sure,
if
but,
this
yeah.
was like the local favorite, or they had tap handles at the resorts, or, you know, how that all goes.
I would say like 50% of the places that I went to had taps from Kohala, but always right next to them were Maui Brew Co. taps as well.
Because Maui Brewing is kind of like the ultimate over there anyway, right?
It's huge.
Oh, it's just a moth.
Yeah, we're going to see
after that one
going
episode.
Oh, it might go right into it.
After the other episode, I'm not playing around. When you guys start looking over my head. That is a bat.
Mike goes, it might be a bat.
That was a bat.
No, it's not.
No, it's a vampire bat.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's the one that can bite you.
It's a...
That's a moth.
It's on Noah's shoulder.
It's on Cody's nose. Let me get it.
It's going to bite you, dude. It's a long journey. It's a long journey.
You're right. That might be a bat.
It's a bat.
It's not a...
I think it is.
Get out here, Mike.
I think we got a bat among us.
I think he's trying to feed on
the bugs
around there.
Yeah. Bats are cool. They're not going to try and hurt us.
I mean, I wouldn't say that they're cool.
I think bats are cool.
Well, at least not for another week. Because then we'll be into Halloween next week.
Ooh.
We could be in danger. Then.
Spooky.
No, it's not a bat.
Spooky. Hold on.
Now
hold on.
You know. Oh,
I'm still drinking.
Story?
No, I wanted to ask, because obviously everyone knows you're in Hawaii. I wanted to ask how the trip was and give us a little breakdown of being in Hawaii and Maui.
Dude,
tell us about
super solid. Right now with mainland people going out to the islands, there's a little bit of a, pre-phase that you need to go through. If you're vaccinated, it's going to be super easy. Upload that vaccination card to your pre-clear profile. Other than that, if you're not, 78 hours before, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be like the time that you have to have your stuff posted. So just look and just make it easy for yourself. For
the Moderna.
Yeah, exactly.
M-A-D-E-R-N-A. Moderna.
Just do your research as far as like going out there.
Well, I did read just today that Hawaii is now telling people, like, come on back, let's do it, because the numbers are dropping pretty low. So
I mean, when we were there, it was very welcoming. Yes, everything inside was masked until you sat down and ordered. There was never anything that was weird. Everyone was abiding by the rules that were set by that location. But again, like, most of the time, I told you guys before we started, like, the main choices for us was, okay, is it beach or pool? And then
what are we
drinking? Are we bringing seltzers or beer? Like, right. Like that, it was not that crazy. Mm-hmm. I got to golf.
God, that sounds
I know.
So terrible.
Dude, it was,
know,
right? It was nuts. Yeah.
What an awful week.
I got to choose two different golf courses and I golfed there. And, you know, hopefully my greens fees helped out because I hacked up both the courses. And yeah, it was perfect. It was great.
I'm not
a good
shocked
spot.
By that. Do
you
know how
you knew that?
Do you know how to put the seed back down and replace the divots? Do you do that? Or
I mean, I'm not hitting the green where I'm replacing divots, but I appreciate you saying that, Mike. Thank you. But yes, when I'm hacking it on the sand, yes, I will put sand back down.
Nice. Just kick it over.
Yeah, exactly. I like I just went down to the bathroom and like I just scuff it.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
that big
I was
tube,
very...
that's not talcum powder.
Oh, you're supposed okay.
Supposed to fill in the holes.
Hmm. See, that's no one ever told me that.
Oh, okay.
He's kicking dirt backwards like a yeah. like a dog.
Yeah.
It's like a this giant is, litter box.
This yeah. is my spot. Yeah. The predatory aspect of my golf game is quite intense. Let's just say that. Yeah. Give us a year and then we'll go back to Maui.
That mainlander left a whole pile of Tootsie Rolls in the sand trap.
It would be wrappers because oh, okay. I would never leave full Tootsie Rolls. I mean, come on.
I don't know.
You know me.
I don't
you
know.
Me.
After, okay. I got you.
Okay.
So was any big stops out there where you, obviously you said you're talking pool/beach and then what beverages you're going to drink, but obviously yeah. you did other things. Were there any like big must go stops for you in regards to, like food, regards to drinks like beer or even coffee, knowing you're a coffee person?
Yeah. I mean,
because Hawaii is great for coffee too.
Totally. I mean, I will, it sounds terrible, but I was so very lazy on this trip. Mm-hmm. Where Kohala was right down the road, so I went there quite often. I played at Maui Nui Golf Course, and that was right beneath Maui Bruco, so I got to see my friend Kihei, who is a brewery supervisor right there at Maui Bruco, and he hooked me up with so many beers
nice.
And spirits and all that stuff. And then I got to check out a new spot. That's in upcountry is what they call it. But I mean, I would say if you're going to the Hawaiian Islands, like, yes, obviously do your research, but like find out what you want to do. Because like for me, I was going out there with, you know, the in-laws, the family, and like, I did not have anything planned. Mm-hmm. And that was so perfect for me where it's like, there was multiple days for me where it's like, oh, I'm just going to take the rental car and I'm going to drive to a brewery. And I'm also going to golf, and that's my day. So, I don't know. Everyone has their own trip that they want to plan out and pick out. Coffee right, like, next to us. I mean, I could look it up, but I think it was called, like, Java Rocks or something like that. It was, like, right there in Papakea, like, in Kanapali area, and it was, like, great coffee, but I didn't really like search anything out, dude. Like it wasn't anything crazy.
You were just you were rolling with the punches this trip.
Dude, I mean, it was.
That's kind of nice, though.
It was so nice to like wake up and be
not
like,
have
hey,
to, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to text Mike back. Like Mike's
he
not
never
waiting.
Does anyway.
I was like, Mike's
he's talking, he always on this show, he's always like, oh, that's a group text thing. The group text is you and me.
I was like, Mike does not need to hear from me. It's okay.
I think I texted you at one point and you responded. I think it was about that monster that we had, the one show you missed.
We talked about it for sure.
But you did respond to that. I felt bad messaging you on vacation, but I was like, he has to know about this.
No, message me all the time. My thing with vacation where it's like, I think Mike definitely recognized it for sure, where it's like, okay, if I got into bed and I was responding, like it was like, blah, 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 blah. Like it was like during the day, it was a little bit delayed for sure. But like if I was in bed responding to people, it's like, okay, I'm gonna get back to you for sure.
It's 3 a.m. for us and midnight.
Exactly.
For him,
exactly.
And we're like, stop messaging me.
And I'm looking at my phone being
like, I'm still awake.
I'm like, why is Mike taking so long to respond? Like, this is so annoying. Like, geez. No, not at all.
3 hour time difference.
That's okay. I just want him like quick.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
When it's time for Mike, you got it.
Great trip. Super excited that Kohala's still there and getting to have their beer. But I would say that I'm probably most excited about the newest brewery that's on Maui, and it's called Mahalo Aleworks.
Oh.
This place is probably the most similar to the breweries that we see here in San Diego County, meaning that it's very local-based, family-focused. It's kind of that like whole local culture that you want to talk about. And also it's the first ever like traditional sours that are being done
really
on Maui.
Wow.
I can't speak for the other islands.
I was going to say on Hawaiian soil,
but it might be because I mean, this place is gorgeous.
Well, they have so
like
many
built yeah. out like
everything.
Nice.
They did really, really well with it. And
they have so many good fruits and like native
oh,
food
totally,
there
for sure.
That would lend such a phenomenal
yeah.
flavor to wild and sour beers over there. So many like fresh tropical fruits and all that stuff, you know?
So different than what we get here.
And a whole different terroir
mainland,
over there.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so Mahalo Ale Works.
Mr.
Is,
Dribble Belt.
It's a different
yeah,
one for us
one.
Because
sorry.
I could honestly look at dates and timing and all that stuff, but I'm pretty sure that when I was there, it was like the first month or month and a half that it was open.
Really? Oh, so it's
so I'm talking
very
new.
New.
Talking very, very new.
I'm just the biggest thing that surprises me out of this, not because we haven't even tasted any beer from them yet.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Mahalo as a brewery name wasn't taken.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why that surprises me so much, but you feel like that you think that would be something that someone would snag instantaneously. But they were lucky enough to get it.
It's kind of crazy.
So is this one, like you had mentioned a few minutes ago, you had a funny term for like venturing out somewhere. Is this one venturing out or this was near where you were staying as well?
This was a venture, yeah. So
okay.
Mahalo Ale Works is technically in, again, I'm going to butcher the names, but Makawao, which is more in upcountry.
That's what it was, upcountry.
Upcountry. Okay. So upcountry right. is a little bit more inland of the coast. So obviously you're going up mm-hmm. the country. But my gosh, I will show you guys. And I should probably post it on my Instagram or whatever. But like the views, like I'll show you guys just so you can comment on it. But like on one end, it's like out to the ocean. And then on the other end, it's like, there's a freaking rainbow like right there. So like this is I'm going to show the guys and then maybe I'll post it on the Instagram.
Oh
so,
wow.
So like that's heading like out to the coast, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Nice.
Gorgeous, right? So
yeah.
this is like new. I mean, it looks great, right?
Oh, wow.
It looks
yeah,
great.
Look at that.
It looks totally great.
Yeah.
And then just the other way, right? We've got now rainbow. So that's now heading more inland. So, I mean, this
oh,
is
wow.
like, you
look
can't
that.
Make this stuff up. It's
yeah,
like, it's
that.
Gorgeous.
That's crazy. That's super cool.
It definitely isn't an area that's up and coming. Mm-hmm. And I'm super excited for these guys. I mean, I hung out for about three beers, brought some virgin beer, and there was
oh,
one guy. Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I had to, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had
did
to.
They say Mahalo?
There was one guy that knew about us.
They said, "Get this,
and that was really
get this
cool.
holy crap out of here."
And they said, "That Anthony guy, he sucks." No, they were super stoked, and they were very happy about it. And they saw the name, and they were immediately like, "Yes, I know exactly what this is. I'm excited about it. I'm stoked. Let's make it happen." But the beer that we're actually drinking is it's pretty special. It's pretty fun. It's pretty different. It is one of their single hop pale ales. Is that right, Mike?
Or
is it IPA?
It says IPA.
IPA.
Yeah.
And it's a smash, right?
Mm-hmm. 7.7.
Yes. So I want to double check, but they've been kind of doing that style and they've been trying out different hop profiles. This is obviously.
So you don't know what.
I don't.
You don't know what single hop is in here.
But I will say this. They've been definitely messing around with a lot of single hop IPAs.
That's their. They do that a lot?
They do, mainly because they like showcase so many different beers at their tasting room. Like when I was there, they kicked two different kegs, and like those kegs were gone, like done. Like you're not going to see them again. And there's two other kegs that were ready to pop on. So that was cool. And I love that. Definitely should have planned more about this. I want to say it's a hop that we've definitely grown and known. But dang it, I don't remember. Should have definitely planned this. What is the crowler date, Mike?
It is, I'm going to assume 10-7.
10-7, okay. I'm going to look and see. I feel bad because I definitely wanted to have something planned and ready to go. But the main thing that I was stoked on this place was that it was new, it was different, and they are trying out.
When is this canned?
10-7.
10-7.
September 24th on their Instagram, they had just posted a brand new smash. Do you think that's it?
Probably.
Yeah.
So that one is Pale Malt and Cascade Hops at 7.7% ABV.
Is that 7.7?
Yeah, that's got to be this one. Yeah. So it's got to be the Cascade and Pale Malt then, right?
Rad. I mean, it makes sense for the color that we're seeing. It's a little bit more darker. And for them, I mean, from what I've heard from other breweries out there, when you're talking about like fresh or any ingredients being brought onto the island, this is not like, hey, guess what? Amazon Prime's like, they're going to be working. Yeah, like, let's do that. No, it's like, oh, we'll wait for a whole entire crate of ingredients or whatever to be shipped and put onto the island. And then maybe you'll get your like bag of malt or whatever.
See, when we were out, when Tab and I were out there, we went to Hanakoa and then a couple other places. And Hanakoa is where we end up becoming like really good friends with the owner, the two owners. And a married couple, really great people. And we ended up hanging out with them all night. And they were telling us the exact same thing. So I was asking them, like, what are you guys doing this? Are you guys thinking about doing that? Like, and they were like, we really are kind of at the mercy of what we can get because, you know, a lot of this stuff isn't native out there, as you know, as you're saying. And whatever shows up, it's like, okay, cool. What can we get? What are we able to get? You know, you're not Amazon priming, you know, 200 pounds of fresh mosaic frozen across the Pacific Ocean. It's just not happening.
It's kind of crazy
because
like they're so close, but still so far away, right?
Right.
Where it's like, oh, we have to figure this out. And like, hey, there's still very fresh ingredients that are being added into our, production process, like we have to deal with this and figure it out. But I would say that for Mahalo Ale Works, they have a great location. They have also, I mean, I didn't bring any sours back because I didn't really know how they would translate with time, but they're the only brewery that I know of. Maori Brew Co. has done kettle sours before, but I've never actually had any traditional sours done from them. But Mahalo is actually doing it with, there's Fooders there.
Oh, that's cool, dude.
They're doing
really?
Lot. Yeah, and this is new. Like, that's really, really new.
That's cool, because we were just saying, like, the terroir over there, the
it's so
elements
different.
Are
yeah.
so different than anywhere else in the entire world.
And them being in this whole upcountry area where it's, like, they're not, like, just coastal. Like, they're right there in, like, not, like, the middle of the island, but, like, they're experiencing like so many different, like, I mean, I was leaving and there was a rainbow like inland of like where it was going. Like, it wasn't like on the coast. It was like, you were looking like technically east of like what was going on. Like, there's a rainbow right there. And like, that's so cool. So yeah.
I mean, it's coming into those, into that fooder is like, it sounds like where they're positioned is like you're getting a little ocean air, you're getting some inland air, some nature air from like trees and all that stuff more inland.
Totally.
They're probably getting stuff that nowhere else in the entire world gets for those
Super
fooders.
Different.
Yeah. It's got to be the elements that they're bringing into those sour beers and those fooders and those funky wilds and stuff.
Yeah.
That's got to be something otherworldly that we would, there's probably flavors in those beers that we would probably be like, hold on a second. What
Pause.
The hell's going on here? That is out of control.
I mean, fresh guava, pineapple,
the fresh fruit over there,
orange,
the nature
papaya.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Woo. The pog aspect of a sour is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would say keep an eye out for them. Mahalo Ale Works for sure. Great people, great location. But
you're going to have to go back and bring that when they have it.
I have to. Yeah. Be weird if I didn't.
Find
right?
the time. Go back.
Yeah, head on over tomorrow. Well,
wait
do you
it out.
What do you guys think of the, we haven't even talked about the beer we're drinking right now. What are you guys' thoughts on the beer? The Smash.
Oh, the Smash is great.
Yeah, the Smash. Yeah, I like it. It's a little more malty, but I'm okay with that.
Totally.
And it's like it's a little more malty on the flavor and in the color. It's a little darker in color.
Oh, it totally is.
But it's still very enjoyable. I would definitely order a second one of these. It's just a little more malty than I think some people might ask for an IPA. But it's very, it's kind of old school.
Too bad for them.
It's like,
I'll take more.
It's got a nice traditional old school IPA flavor to it that totally we don't get that
but
often.
Not too old.
No, yeah. But it's just enough that it's like, it's reminding me of like the beers that got me into beer. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And it's a nice thing to revisit. And I love it. I would absolutely order a crowler of this. I'd absolutely order multiple of these at the place. Because you're getting that fresh Cascade, you're getting that pine on there, which is pairing really, really well with that pale malt, I'll be honest.
Oh, it totally is. But what's so crazy, like, this place is so new. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They're taking a very difficult style, mm-hmm. whether you want to call it pale ale, hoppy pale, IPA, and they're knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
Huge.
Did you have other stuff while you're there? Anything that stood out that you loved?
Small tasters. I mean, yes, I did get a chance to try some of their sours. I mean, I was more of like taken aback by their entire space.
Right.
It's like, oh, there's local, you know, chocolate, coffee, and all that stuff. And there's a full wall of that. And then there's like a gorgeous upstairs area. It's like everything about it was like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great restaurant right next to it and like all that stuff. And you see the brewery and you see the food tours and you see all these like different stuff going on. So I was excited for everything that was happening. But every beer that I had was also really good too. I mean,
nice.
it was super solid. Yeah.
Did you get down on some seafood while you're out there in Hawaii?
I like it, but, like, that's not my first choice.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if there was any places you could be like, look, I would love some shrimp, but maybe leave it out in the sun for about 6 hours, and then I'll come back and get it. You know what I mean?
I do.
I know that's your wheelhouse.
I do.
There's a sweet spot with you and shrimp. I
love shrimp, but it's better if I leave it in my dashboard for two hours.
Yeah.
Let it get just rancid adjacent, and then I'll be back.
Is there any way that, like, the drawer that I put my pens in, can that hang out right there?
Yeah.
Open, and then serve.
All I know is, man, when I was in Hawaii, like, the week before the pandemic really became, like, oh, my God, this is, you know, end of the
it's
world
really
type
happening.
Stuff. You know, we were out there, like, 4 days before California shut down. But there was like a poke restaurant out there, and it was some of the best food I've ever had in my entire life. It just was absolutely mind-blowing. So that's why I asked about seafood.
Poke is amazing.
This is the place where Guy Fieri hangs out when he's out there.
Uh-oh.
I saw it on Triple D. And I was like, we're on Honolulu. I know where Triple D goes. We got to go get poke. Yeah. And we went. It was expensive, I'm not going to lie. But I'd pay double what they asked for what they offer that place.
Damn.
It's that good.
Damn.
So any other food that stuck out, or were you just kind of going with the flow and kind of hanging?
I mean, it sounds terrible, but like...
No, it doesn't. No plans is kind of the best way to go.
I mean, everyone probably
that's called a vacation.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Everyone
that's stress yourself
been
out
to the ABC stores, they know about those locations.
ABC stores are fun, man.
And guess what? The pulled pork sandwiches at the ABC stores, game over.
Primo, huh?
Done.
I'm going to remember that, and next time I'm out there, I'm going to send you a picture. I'm going to order one of those.
Bro, I'm talking leaking
sauce. No way.
And the amount of flavor,
mm-hmm.
insane.
Wow. When did they start making sandwiches?
Oh, they got all kinds of food. They got sushi
ABC
there.
ABC stores are taking over the islands.
You can get sushi there.
Yeah.
You can get all kinds of. They had spam wasuba?
Wasubi.
Is that the name? Spamasubi. Yeah, spamasubi. Oh,
Vape pens for Mike.
Yeah, they had vape pens. Any flavor you want, they got it.
You idiot.
Mike's buying some thongs for his body, some thongs for his feet, and a couple of Pog vape pens for the beach.
He's a black ice type of guy.
Black ice. Come on. Black ice in the car with the smell. Black ice in the lungs totally. With the vape.
Bring it all in.
This has got a good mouthfeel.
In my Jeep.
All right, enough.
Can I use your USB?
Ooh. How are those giants doing?
Oh, never mind. I want a corn dog flavored vape.
That's a rough flavor.
Take him around the corner.
Oh, come on. Come on.
That's a very rough flavor.
It's not a rough flavor when you eat one.
Well, I'm just saying, like, think about it, right? Like, that's difficult.
Can you imagine vaporized corn dog?
I mean, it could happen.
Talk about
for sure.
Pukeville.
Yeah. All right. We do have something crazy finish on.
This is crazy.
You poured it or no?
I did pour
it. He already has some.
No way. That?
That's that?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Okay. What is this? I'm scared now. Hold
on. Is this crazy strong? Are we in trouble here?
I mean, it's not crazy strong, but it's just different.
7%.
Oh, okay.
Not bad. We'll be okay, but like, this is different for us for sure.
Yeah, we don't typically go. We've never, I don't think, had one of these. This is the first time we've ever had some this on the show before.
This is the first time we've done a canned cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Backstory.
Go ahead.
Right? I mentioned earlier, I had a good friend, Kihei, at the Kihei location for Maui Brew Co., who is a brewery supervisor, who looks over, you know, the canning and the production of a Big Swell, or maybe
what's the
Bikini
Maui?
Blonde, or
what's
whatever
the Maui
it may
you
be.
Love? The one that I brought back
with
for
the
you.
Pineapple,
the
mana wheat.
Oh my gosh!
Like
yeah.
All these different beers, but guess what? Maui Brew Co. is also diving into hard spirits.
Got it.
So we are having now a very new and interesting release from, again, just kind of guessing, Kupu Spirits, KUPU.
That's crazy.
And it is a whiskey right? ginger. It's a 12-ounce can. Comes in at 7%. As far as what's on here, it is a whiskey ginger made with whiskey.
Really?
Premium, island crafted, and it's made in Kihei. I'm trying to find out more. Damn you, Cody.
I'm laughing.
Kupu Spirits, whiskey blended with local island ginger beer. Ready to enjoy craft cocktail. A dream begins not in the physical world, but in our imagination. From there, it springs forth a new beginning. With great pride, Maui Brewing Co. presents Island Crafted Kupu Spirits.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah. Do it.
So I'm not going to say how I feel about this yet. I just want to know your... Because I'm going to be honest, I've literally never had a canned... craft cocktail.
Yeah.
This is the first one I've had on the show. It's the first one I've had in my life.
I smell so much ginger.
I've never had a canned cocktail before, ever. Not once.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this on par or similar to all the ones you guys have had before, or is this better or worse? What are your... I want to know.
Wow. That would be comparing apples to oranges for me.
Okay.
Because the only other ones I've had are not whiskey... related.
Got it. Okay.
So I would feel bad comparing this one to others.
Have you had another whiskey? I'm going to say straight up. I've never had one before. That's effing out of sight. Incredible.
Right.
I've never had anything in my life that's had that much ginger in it before that I've been able to even stomach, let alone actually like instantly
but it's a
love.
Digestif. You know
like,
that, right?
That's phenomenal. Like, my mind is kind of blown by how good that is. Like, I want that every day. That's out of control good.
You guys are going to be so upset with me. I brought one can of this, 12 ounces,
I'm not
that
upset.
We are drinking
no
right
upset.
Now.
I'm not upset at all.
Right now.
I'm not upset at
back
all.
Home.
Thanks.
No, no. Yeah, thanks for sharing
it
with us.
Happy to try it.
Yeah, no, no one's upset about that at all.
I guess I should say I'm upset because
you want more.
You like this as well?
Is so good.
That is out of control phenomenal.
Now, Kihei told me that it was great. I've heard great things about this brand, but I just didn't know because, like, this is a new thing for Mari Bruco. But my God, I do not normally like ginger.
I hate ginger too. Same, I'm with you.
But geez, what in the hell?
That is one of the better beverages I've had in a very long time. That is
mixed drink cocktail.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That is phenomenal.
This is not, we should tell
outside
people,
of beer. Outside
this is
of beer.
Not a beer no, that we are drinking. That. We are having a whiskey ginger from Kupu Spirits.
That is.
Based out of Kihei in Maui.
That's 10 out of 10 for me right there. That's, I love it.
Nice.
I mean, do you like it?
I like it, but I'm more happy that you love it that much more. Yeah.
Like,
this is great.
If I know Maui Distro's out to California, if this shows up, I buy it 10 out of 10 times.
So I think, I mean, I have not searched, but these could be here already.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
I just don't know.
I'm looking into it.
Yeah. But man.
This is really good.
Yeah.
It has like the It's almost got like a little 7-Up sweetness in the middle.
Mm, yeah, I get that.
And it's just ginger.
But it's more, it's like a candy ginger, kind of.
Yeah.
It's not like that bitter or that bright, like spicy ginger. It's like candy ginger. There's a sweetness on the back end that's just outstanding.
Wow.
That shines right there. That's crazy.
So the reason
Kupu is the big winner.
Yeah.
The reason I wanted to put these
beers
guys
were no schlubs
for sure
either
is because this is coming out of Mari Bruco.
That's crazy.
Like, this is a brand that's grown like no joke. Garrett is from Poway. Like, not too far from here. And guess what? He is now an owner of a 100% off the grid run brewery. You walk into Mari Bruco and Kihei, and if the sun, like, felt like going no-go for a while because of how they have put their grids up, like, they've established so much, you know, energy from the sun before it died off, they could continue to run their brewery. Or if you know, there was
crazy.
Like it's 100% run by solar.
Wow.
So yes,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Good for them.
And when I was there last, it was in 2018. It was not there yet, and now it is. So they're going to be dry hopping Big Swell, their IPA. And guess what? They could continue to do that off the grid.
Wow.
Insane. And guess what? They're also going to be brewing these canned craft cocktails. So rad. But guess what they also do?
What's that?
Hard seltzers.
Oh, really?
I did not bring any.
Oh, we had one.
But?
We had one, yeah.
They also do a Pog hard seltzer, mm-hmm. a lemonade hard seltzer, multiple different flavors. This brand is on point.
Yeah.
So, check it out if you're going to Maui or most likely
Honolulu
has distribution.
One. When I was in Honolulu, there's a two-story Maui Brewing Company restaurant.
Hell yeah.
On site. And we were able to have some good beers. And I think they had some of their bigger bottles. That must be some of their like barrel-aged stuff.
Yeah, totally.
But we definitely went and drank and ate there. Food was phenomenal too.
It's a good experience, you know. So check it out. This brand is not a... It's obviously gathered a lot of following, and
there's a reason why, though.
Yeah,
of course.
Why wouldn't it?
I mean, look what we're drinking. But don't think that this brand is like gone big or mm-hmm. anything like that. Like Garrett is a very like down to earth dude. He has a great follow on Instagram too. Like he's so funny. But like what they are doing, and with him at the helm, is like so crazy. So check it out. I mean, we're not even like big whiskey fans, but what would you say about this whiskey ginger? I mean, this is crazy, right, Mike?
I mean, this is a wonderful can of cocktail.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is not normally this us, right?
This is nothing that I would typically reach for. If I'm going to have whiskey, I'm just going to have it by itself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it in a pre-mixed can.
Yeah.
But this is really good, is where I'll leave it for myself.
Yeah. And for me, man, I think this is, I think I made my opinion pretty clear. I think this is phenomenal. I think it's tremendous. And this is, without a doubt, the first alcoholic beverage that's ginger flavored that I've ever enjoyed. I've never anything that's had ginger in it that I've liked. I've hated ginger, despised it, and like basically everything. If it's present, I hate it.
Yeah.
And this is the first thing that I've had that's had ginger in it. I would buy, if this came in 4 or 6, I'd buy it and I would drink it. Hands down.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. It's so refreshing. It's so tasty. The ginger's not, ginger's there,
plus,
but it's
plus
not.
It's good for your digestive tract.
That's true.
So you might benefit.
Good point.
Especially this guy.
I think he's talking directly at me only.
He hasn't moved his eyes, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'm just fixated on the ginger whiskey. It's just really good. It's really, really, really tasty.
No, I mean, it is a very tasty pre-mixed cocktail, sure.
It almost transports me somehow to, like, Hawaiian style with the flavor. It works. It makes you think that.
Yeah.
And if these are here or if they do come here, I'm absolutely buying these 100%.
Yeah. Love it.
Well, thanks for sharing. That was really cool.
Of course. Yeah.
We got a little Hawaiian
Little trip.
We got a little Hawaiian style trip tonight, Mike. What do you think about that? I didn't think that would happen on a Tuesday.
Right.
But it's never a problem.
He left a lot of golf balls back in Hawaii, but at least he brought some crowlers for us.
That's right. Did you do any of those drunk teas off out there?
No shot teas in
Hawaii. Shot teas, okay.
Yeah. But maybe next time.
Next time. There's always next time.
Yeah.
Those islands aren't going anywhere in our lifetime, at
least.
That's
true.
So, all right. So, Hawaii night in San Diego's got to come to a close. Got a little hula music right here. Anything Hawaii related, I never wanted to come to an end.
True.
I tried to convince Tab to move out there when we were there before the pandemic shut everything down. I've wanted to move out there for a long time. There's something about being there that's just amazing and magical. I love it.
Yeah.
But Hawaiian night, unfortunately, has to come to an end. We have to go back to San Diego time, which really isn't, it's not that awful. It's a pretty good place to live as well. But you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Tom, who couldn't be here, you can follow him at Hoptology, at TomCastPopcast, and at Mando_Vision. Mike at Pine of Hoppiness, and at A Pine of Hoppiness. Noah at Stop Hula and Roll. I mean, oh wait, that's Stop at Stop Hop and Roll. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on.
On Instagram and Twitter. And me at Beer Night and SD on Twitter and at Beer Night and Santa on Instagram. And we're going to continue to thank our supporters. Thank you guys so much for sticking by us during everything. If you don't want to give us any money, and we totally understand why, but you have an extra buck and you want to use it to support something, you put it towards a 4-pack or a crowler from a local brewery, or you can take care of yourselves. But we will thank everyone who stuck by us and supported us. Thank you to our current patrons: Ron Kupka, Perfect Pour Podcast, Casey Riley, Panic Button, Take Support, Blake Zuleger, Jeanette Zuleger, Brian Hula Broussard, Cyrus Balliot, Roger Smith, Fontana Jim, Bill Benzel, Bennett Bikes for Beer, Bennett Hula's for Beer, Gointelligence Podcast, Rock Out Scholarship Fund, Liz at Hula Bauer, Alex Pena, Mike's a Hooligan, Evil Circle, Principal Justin Seleska, he's twirling the fire.
Exactly.
Christos and Beard Lion Brewing Company, Pari Brewing Company, Josh P. of Hula Stash, Carl Fiorico, Aspen Hula Chody, Andy Trejo, Paul Crow, Cesar Torres of Hula Beer, Jesus Sanchez, and of course our two newest supporters. Thank you so much, Jason Syra and Angela O'Brien. Thank you for supporting the show. If you have a couple of bucks you want to throw it towards something, you can support us. And if you don't want to, we get it. But if you are going to throw some money towards something, support local. We suggest you use that money to support a local brewery with a 4-pack or a crowler. You can order dinner or lunch from a local independent restaurant or pick a charity that matters to you and support them in this time. Otherwise, we wish you all nothing but health and happiness. Please take care of yourselves, your friends, and your family. So, Noah, thank you so much for bringing all this stuff back and bringing a Hawaii report for us.
We have to.
Really, really cool. Got a little island flavor tonight, Mike.
I liked it.
Love it. So for Hawaii Night in San Diego, my name is Cody.
My name is Lilo and Stitch.
And hey, Mike, what's the scariest day on the Hawaiian calendar?
I don't know.
Halloween.
Ooh. And Matt, the holiday still is not touch home, which means we're going to put an apple in his mouth and roast his ass like a pig. Bye for now.
Oh, that's good.
Good night, beer fans.
Thank you for listening to 3BZine official podcast. Make sure to check out 3BZine.com and follow us on Twitter at 3BZine.